Saturday will be Ryan Tannehill's final game as an Aggie, but as an Aggie football fan, he'll be looking forward to seeing what his understudies will do for the future of the team as they go into the SEC.
They're great guys, you know, from top to bottom, really good quarterbacks. They all bring a little bit something different to the table, but they love playing. They love playing the position, and they're getting better each day. You know, I can see it as the season progressed, just how those guys got better. And it's exciting to see, and it will be exciting to see in the future which one of those guys wins the battle and comes out on top.
Jameel Showers, Johnny Manziel, and Luke Jokel are all freshmen listed behind Tannehill at quarterback. Now, Saturday will also be the final game for some seniors who have significant starting time for the Aggies. Besides Ryan Tannehill, there's Jeff Fuller, Cyrus Gray, Terrence Frederick, Tony Jared Eddy, and Trent Hunter. They have the maturity to roll with the punches and the coaching changes. Hunter says he respects both the head coaches he's had this year. On Tim DeRuiter.
I mean, it just shows his leadership and the things that he brings to a football team. He's a great coach and a great guy, and I think he's going to do a good job at Fresno. And, you know, I'm happy for, you know, happy for him and his family and everything. You know, sad to lose him, see him go from A&M, but, you know, everyone's got to take those opportunities that present themselves.
And as for Mike Sherman, sure, Trent Hunter says the senior class, the whole team, they really want to win this bowl game for him.
Oh, without a doubt. You know, I have a lot of respect for Coach Sherman. You know, I've tweeted it and put all, you know, all that social media stuff. You know, I put it out there how much I respect Coach Sherman and how much he did for this program. You know, he built a great foundation, you know, back on the traditions that we used to have and that we used to play for. So a lot of this game will go for him.
The Aggies report today to Houston as they and Northwestern will kick off a little after 11 o'clock Saturday. And you can hear the Meineke Car Care Bowl of Texas on 11:50 a.m. and 16:20 a.m., starting with the pregame at 10 o'clock. The first of 16 bowl games this week was last night, and the Big 12 wins the first of 8 bowl games they'll play in. Missouri beat North Carolina 41-24 as James Franklin ran for 2 TDs and threw for 1. It's the first time since 1965 that Mizzou has ended the season with 4 straight wins. Missouri will, of course, join the SEC next year along with A&M. North Carolina will be coached by College Station native Larry Fedora. That's Lee Fedora's brother. There are 2 bowl games today. The Little Caesars Bowl in Detroit has Purdue, a 3-point favorite, over Western Michigan. And then tonight, the Belk Bowl in Charlotte has North Carolina State, a 1-point pick over Louisville. Tomorrow, the Military Bowl in Washington, D.C. has Air Force meeting Toledo. And the Holiday Bowl in San Diego has Texas meeting Cal. The other Big 12 members still to play are Baylor versus Washington Thursday in the Alamo Bowl, Iowa State versus Rutgers Friday in the Pinstripe Bowl, Oklahoma meets Iowa Friday in the Inside Bowl, A&M and Northwestern, of course, Saturday in the Texas Bowl, Oklahoma State versus Stanford next Monday in the Fiesta, and Kansas State versus Arkansas January the 4th in the Cotton Bowl. The new basketball rankings still have Syracuse at the top, while the Aggies still manage to receive 3 votes in the top 25, despite their loss to Rice last week. The Aggies' Big 12 opener opponent, the Baylor Bears, are ranked 6th with their 12-0 record. They'll play in Waco on January the 2nd. Before that, A&M hosts Arkansas Tech on Thursday night. From the Big 12, Missouri is ranked 8th and Kansas 17th. On the women's side, Baylor still a unanimous number 1, while the Aggies stay ranked 10th. A&M will host McNeese State Friday night at Reed Arena and start Big 12 play January the 4th at Kansas State. Undefeated Texas Tech is ranked 13th, and Texas women are ranked 22nd. The defending NBA champions are 0-2 following their horrendous first half. The Dallas Mavericks gave up 20 straight points in the second quarter and absorbed a 115-93 loss to the visiting Denver Nuggets last night. Manu Ginobili dropped in 24, and Tony Parker had 15 in San Antonio's 85-82 verdict over Memphis. Orlando down Houston 104-95. Drew Brees has grabbed the NFL single-season record for passing yards, and he's done it with 1 game to spare. Brees threw for 307 yards and 4 touchdowns as the New Orleans Saints blasted Atlanta 45-16 to clinch the NFC South. He broke Dan Marino's mark of 5,084 yards when he tossed a 9-yard scoring pass to Darren Sproles with 2:51 left. Brees also hit Marquise Colston, Jimmy Graham, and Robert Meacham for TDs. Marino held the mark for 27 years, the last time the Miami Dolphins were in the Super Bowl. Sproles ran for 67 yards and returned a kickoff 92 yards to set up a field goal. And it appears quarterback Tony Romo will be available when the Cowboys visit the Giants this Sunday in the NFC East title showdown. The swelling has gone down in Romo's bruised throwing hand, which was injured during Sunday's loss to Philadelphia. He could be ready to practice tomorrow and should play this weekend. Hey, and that's your look at sports, and I want to thank you all for logging on today to WTAW.com. I'm Tom Turbeville.